Well, almost everybody who goes online and searches for some bit of information knows about Wikipedia. For a lot of us, it's a great way to answer trivia questions or those friendly arguments among friends over just about any topic. But this free online encyclopedia that anyone can edit has not been widely accepted in academia, largely because, well, it's a free encyclopedia that anyone can edit. But that seems to be changing. In recent years, Wikipedia is gaining some new respectability in the world of academia and cultural institutions, galleries, libraries, archives, museums. Why is this, and what might it mean in terms of bringing the treasures of those cultural institutions to a much wider audience? We're joined here in the studio by Professor Cliff Lampe of the School of Information at the University of Michigan. Welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
And one of his grad students, Michael Barrera. Michael recently became the first Wikipedian in residence at the Gerald R. Ford Library. Welcome to you as well, Michael.
Thank you.
Well, Cliff, I want to start. I'm going to tell you, without a doubt, and I bet you hear this a lot, when my daughter was in high school just a very few short years ago, she was searching for some fact for a school project, and I said, well, did you check Wikipedia? Well, the reaction of horror, and it was very, very clear that her teachers had been extremely firm about steering clear and not using Wikipedia for any academic purpose. Is that a fairly typical teacher reaction and student reaction?
Very typical. I always ask my undergraduates how many of them were told never to use Wikipedia, and their hands shoot up, and every public talk I get, hands shoot up when they're asked about that. And
yeah.
people get a bad rap about Wikipedia. There are a few reasons for that, right? I think the narrative of it, of everybody can edit it, makes it feel like a public wall, right? Like,
yes,
where, you know, who knows what kind of graffiti is going to appear on it. And what they don't see are kind of all the invisible processes, mm-hmm, behind it. There is this incredibly rich and complex, mm-hmm, social structure behind, mm-hmm, what goes up on Wikipedia. Hmm. And it becomes invisible because the only thing you see is the front page. But, mm-hmm, if you dig just a little bit beneath the surface, you see that there's actually a huge amount of social structure that goes on to keep the content really high quality.
So this is not the equivalent of the public comments on some blog or
something.
No,
it's not a million monkeys typing randomly on keyboards, right? It's definitely passionate, intelligent people who are devoting major sections of their lives to curating this thing.
Well, Michael, you are the brand new and first ever Wikipedian in residence at the Gerald R. Ford Library. In fact, you're the first at any presidential library?
At a presidential library, that's correct. Yes.
So what does that mean? What do you do?
It essentially means that I work on editing Wikipedia on content that's thematically related to Gerald R. Ford on site at the library. I'm working with his life, his career, his presidency, pretty much the same scope that the library has, mm-hmm, but it's not an institution-focused job, really, because it's a content-focused job.
So, Cliff, what does the library get by having a Wikipedian in residence?
A couple of big things, I think. One is his expertise, right? So Michael is an expert Wikipedian, and it takes a little while to understand the social structure that I was talking about.
Yes. And most of us have no idea. It's the page, right, that pops up where, mm-hmm, you want to find out who's the actor in the old movie,
right,
or what issue or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. These folks have their own norms, their own language, their own ways of doing things. Mm-hmm. And so having having access to an expert like Michael, mm-hmm, jumpstarts the library. It allows them basically a native guide into the wild fields of Wikipedia. The other thing that they get is access to a wide audience, right? I think with any cultural institution, whether it be a library or a museum, one of the things they're always thinking about is how can we make our collection, which is awesome, they spent a lot of time and effort making a really strong collection, more widely available to people who want to have access to it. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, as much as people might say don't use Wikipedia, everybody does, right? And
right,
so putting things on Wikipedia provides access to so many more different audiences.
So we're really, you're opening a window and looking into the future of using Wikipedia in a way that is very, very serious. And what does it say, I guess, about having one of your students, Cliff, as a Wikipedian in residence at a presidential library? What does it say about programs like yours, about the School, mm-hmm, of Information, and what it could mean to a student just like Michael in terms of job prospects?
Well, Michael's expertise doesn't necessarily come from our school, right? He's been working as a Wikipedian for a long time,
yeah,
and we hope we provide him with a great basis in which to expand that knowledge. Mm-hmm. But I do think that we're dealing with a new set of literacies and a new set of skills that people haven't really seriously addressed before, right? So, you know, how do you be appropriately critical of a Wikipedia page? There are lots, mm-hmm, of ways to do that, but you have to have some training and some knowledge in order to do that. You know, how do you, if you take social media more broadly, how do you think critically about about Twitter or Facebook or Pinterest? You know, how do you think about data mining and all these things and how they affect our lives? We just used an example in the school recently about how Target knows if you're pregnant before other people do, right? And so
when that dad started getting mailings about his baby products.
So it creates a whole set of opportunities for students to think and be thoughtful about how these new information systems really affect our society and our lives overall.
Michael, what do you say when people you know or students you've known through the years who would say, repeat, the teachers would say, they can never use Wikipedia? What should a student look for to know whether this information is good?
Well, I think you have to remember, you always have to be critical. Mm-hmm. You always have to be skeptical. You always have to think when you read anything. And that's true of everything from Britannica to the Wall Street Journal to anything that's print or non-print media. And Wikipedia is no different. But there are a number of different ways that you can roughly gauge the quality of a Wikipedia article. The best one is to look for the references. If you look closely at a Wikipedia page, you'll notice little blue footnotes. Mm-hmm. And everything that's got a footnote is cited in the references section at the bottom of the article. And you can't always trust that. There was actually just a hoax that was uncovered a couple of weeks ago that essentially had all of these references, and they were to either books that didn't actually have that information in it or to fictitious books. So, books that had ISBN numbers that, well, didn't exist. So every once in a while, you'll come across a case where you can't trust a reference.
Okay.
But in the majority of the cases, the vast majority, you can. And most of the times, you can follow those references to web links off-site, so external links. So you can actually do the fact-checking yourself in most situations, which is really nice. But that's really the biggest way you can check a Wikipedia article. The other thing you can do is that Wikipedia has this whole system of article grading, really, it's called articles by quality. And the top two, featured article and then good article, have little icons in the top right corner of the page. Featured articles have little bronze five-pointed stars.
Okay.
And good articles have little green plus icons. And they're both peer-reviewed by the Wikipedia community, so not traditional academic peer review, but reviewed by the community, and they have strict standards. Featured articles are the best of the best. Good articles are like one step down, kind of like silver medalists.
Yeah.
They don't have to be comprehensive the way that featured articles have to, but they still have really stringent standards. But, you know, I mean, the big thing is nothing on Wikipedia is perfect. Nothing ever will be perfect. If you know the logo, there's a reason that there are a few puzzle pieces missing from the logo. It's an unfinished project, and things will always be growing and maturing. But I think that we are seeing increasingly this threshold of quality being met by more and more articles across the board.
And Cliff, what is all of this, this increasing acceptance of Wikipedia, the fact that you have a presidential librarian deciding, or, you know, a presidential library deciding we need a Wikipedian in residence, what do you see as what that means for the way that we're going to be gathering and compiling information in the future, especially the global impact?
I mean, many people are now participating in places online where they're producing information, mm-hmm. right? Whether it be on a mommy blog or whether it be on Flickr or Instagram, we are now creating content and sharing it with others. Wikipedia was an early entrant in this, but it's not the only one. And so I do think that we're working in a world now where we are content producers and are going to have new forms of literacy again, where we think about how to do that in ways that are really compelling and really provide value to the world. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that you talk to Wikipedians about, one of the things they're always very conscious of is Wikipedia makes the world better, right? Mm-hmm. And that they're dedicated to the project because it makes the world a better mm-hmm. place, because it puts information in people's hands.
Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about.
It is indeed.
We've been talking with Michael Barrera, who's a grad student at the University of Michigan School of Information, but he is the newly named and first ever Wikipedian in residence at the Gerald R. Ford Library, and Professor Cliff Lampe with the School of Information at U of M. Thanks to both of you for joining us on Stateside.
Thank you.
Thank you.